I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. It is a good life today, living for the Lord. Turn with me today, if you would, to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2. Let me remind you to look at our website today, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. You can write me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. You can write to me and ask for a free transcript of this program, or you can go to the website, lrwm.org, and you can download a transcript there, or you can request a written one absolutely free by going there and doing what the website says to do. And all you have to do is just send an email and fill the box in there, and there's no responsibility other than letting us know where to send your transcript. Now, in Hebrews chapter 2, we're going to read several scriptures today, but I want you to notice there are solemn warnings to Christians today. The Bible teaches us that we are to pray for revival. The Bible teaches us that, the Bible says, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" We need revival in our homes. We need revival in our churches today. We need revival in our hearts as Christians today. And there are solemn warnings to Christians as we look in this chapter today, Hebrews chapter 2. There's a danger of drifting like a ship without a rudder. Look at with me, if you would, in verses 1 through 3. "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." Notice the word "slip" there in verse 1. This refers to the danger of drifting away. The picture is of a ship drifting past its moorings. And this is a danger that faces us as Christians today. How easy it is just to drift along in the Christian life. Notice verse 2 of chapter 2 of Hebrews. "For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" We should not be drifting today just aimlessly around as a Christian. We have marching orders to go into all the world and preach and teach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to share him with other people who need him as Savior. And verse 3 tells us how we drift. It's by sheer neglect. Neglect in prayer life. We need to be praying as Christians today, as those who have trusted Jesus as our Savior. We drift by neglecting Bible study. We need to read our scriptures. We need to read the Word of God. And we need to study the Word of God. It says in the Word of God that as we study, we become workmen that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There are many Christians today, yes, people who have been saved, who seem to turn their backs on God today. And it's a simple fact that one of the reasons they do this is because they do not get into the Word. They have not studied the Word of God. They do not know they have responsibilities as Christians, not to stay saved, but because they are saved. We become careless and we drift by our lack of soul winning. We do not share Jesus with the world enough. If we were sharing the love of Jesus to the world, as we should be, we would not see the condition, I believe, that our country is in today. What a shape our country is in. It is almost considered a godless country now, even by the one who represents us in Washington, D.C., who has made the statement recently that this is not a Christian country, that it is a country made up of all faiths and all beliefs, when, as we understand, as we read history, that this country was founded upon God, upon the one true God, the one who saves, the one who leads His people into knowledge, into a place of happiness. There are solemn warnings to Christians today, and that first warning we see is the danger of drifting like a ship without a rudder. Another danger is the danger of having an evil heart of unbelief. In Hebrews chapter 3, and we'll read that over there in chapter 3 and verse 12, it says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be any in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Now, it's not talking about losing your salvation. This is the danger of unbelief in, is not in not believing God as such for our salvation, but it's the danger of unbelief in not believing God after you're saved, of not trusting Him, of not taking Him at His word. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Why do our prayers not get answered today? It's because we don't believe God. We don't take Him at His word when He says, "You pray faith believing, and I'm going to answer your prayers." Now, many times it may seem like He's not answering our prayers, and we need to thank Him for that, because sometimes we just don't know how to pray or what to pray for. We need to go to Him praying in His will, and if you're in the will of God, you will pray for those things that are necessary to get the job done, to help that person who's not saved to be convicted in their hearts by the Holy Spirit, to help that person who is in financial need today. We need to pray, and as sometimes we don't see that prayer answered the way we want to, but I guarantee you that if you're praying, faith believing, taking God at His word that He's going to answer your prayer, He will answer that prayer, sometimes not in the way we want, but in the best interest of us and in the best interest of those people we are praying for. Notice there's not only a danger of having an evil heart of unbelief, but there's also a danger of being content with spiritual immaturity. And this ties in once again with studying the Word of God. We see in these verses in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11 through 14, and Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1, these verses teach us that Christians can be dull of hearing, sluggish, slothful. And Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 11 talks about that. Many are babies in Christ. They simply have not grown. Look with me in Hebrews chapter 5, if you would. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, it says, "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe." We need to understand that we cut our teeth as individuals who have trusted Jesus as our Savior. We cut our teeth as babies do. We cut our teeth on the Word of God. We need to progress further than many people have progressed. They seem to have need of the milk constantly. Why? Because they are not allowing the Spirit of God to lead them into all truth because of the lack of Bible study, prayer, and fellowship with God. Notice with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." This is 1 Corinthians 3, 1. And then 2 and 3 says, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, ye are yet, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" Many problems face the church of Jesus today, the local church, because people are not founded in the Word of God. They're not grounded. They are still babes in Christ, and when something comes along that they disagree with, instead of studying the Word and getting the answer, they will leave the local church. They will get out, and many times they will take someone with them. Why? Because they have not studied the Word of God. They've not allowed the Spirit of God to deal with their hearts. They are still babies in Christ. They have not matured into manhood in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we see there's another danger, the danger of turning the back on God. failure to repent. And this failure is what happens when a believer falls into sin. And we need to understand that there are many things that can take place in that person's life who fails to repent. He is in danger of becoming one of God's castaways. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, it talks about this. It says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." And then Paul says, "I keep under my body," in verse 27, "I keep under my body." In other words, I make sure that my body is, I have control, that God has control of my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. It's not speaking primarily of preachers here. It's speaking of believers, those who are to proclaim the Word of God. They have turned their back on God. They one day will understand that they need to keep themselves in the graces of God, not for salvation, but because they are saved. They need to be serving God. And once they turn their back on God, they become it becomes possible for them to be set aside and not used of the Lord anymore. And what a sad state of affair it is when a Christian who is able to proclaim Jesus as Savior to this lost world is set up on a shelf and no longer can be used of God. And notice something else now. There is a danger of committing willful and deliberate sin. This deliberate and willful sin we see in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 29. It says there, "For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins." Doesn't mean we're going to be lost. It means that there's nothing else left. It's only through Jesus Christ. "But there is a certain fearful looking for of judgment, that fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace." If you've trusted Jesus as your Savior today, you need to be under the understanding today that you're in danger, not of losing your salvation, but by being disapproved of God. There is a danger of committing willful and deliberate sin. We are to be delivered from that because we have the power through the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is a danger of refusing to hear the Word of God. There is also a danger of being thoroughly careless and undisciplined as a Christian. But you know something today? More important, I believe, today is for that unsafe person to realize that the danger they face is an everlasting devil's hell. That person needs to come to the loving knowledge of Jesus Christ. If you're unsaved today, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, may I invite you to pray this prayer. "Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior right now." If you'll pray that prayer, if God's convicted your heart today, the Lord will save you. It's been good being with you today. Let me remind you to go to our website today, lrwm.org, lrwm.org. And at this same time next week, I'll be looking for you, because you need to understand that it is a good life to serve the Lord. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.